Now, who really is Jesus?
It seems if you go to 10 churches, you'll meet 10 different Jesuses. And if you go to one church, then he's a great teacher, and he says, live this way, and do these things, and don't do those things, they're wrong. Like, he shows you a way of living. But if you go into another church, it seems he's a great doctor, and there's promises that you can be healed. Or he's a great provider. He's a rich man who can come and lift you up. But what really is he in truth? What is he in the Bible? In this Gospel of John, which we're using again this week, like last week, in this Gospel of John, he comes and says, let me show myself to you. Let me show you who I am. I want you to know the truth about who I am. He reveals himself so that we're not in the dark, but in the light. And that's what our passage is about this week. That Jesus says, I am the light of the world. That's verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So last week we studied that saying, I am the bread of life. This week, I am the light of the world. Okay, so let's ask three questions. Now, why do we need light? Jesus says, I am the light. Why do we need light? Well, when do you need light? It's when it's dark and you can't see the way. You walk around and you walk into something. You can't see which place you should be going to. But Jesus is talking about spiritual light, of course. He's speaking about knowing the truth. He's telling us that without him, we can't know the truth. In this world, it seems there's many gods. Here in Eldoret, we've got the Hindu temple and got the Sikh temple. And we've got the mosques for the Muslims. And we know that in Kenya, people worship animals or ancestors, even trees, even the sun. So many gods. Why? Because people are in darkness. Surely people must be in darkness when they don't know who to worship. And so many people, they care so little about God. They have so little time. So much time for watching the television. So much time for seeing friends. For working and career. So much time for football. Just like in my country. Why do people then find it so hard to seek God? Why is it so difficult to persuade them really to seek him? To seek him until they find him? Well, it's because they're walking in darkness. Why is there so much sin? Has corruption done any good to our country? Has all the cheating and the stealing and unfaithfulness done any good? Well, it hasn't, but there's still so much of it. But why do people still follow it? Because of walking in darkness. See, what it means is that we're lost, we're far from God, walking with no light. You know the prodigal son in the Bible. He gone far from his father's house, far from his father's country. And he was brought very low. He was just feeding pigs. He'd wasted his money. He was wasting his life. He'd wasted his father's kindness to him. He'd lost all his friends. He was lost, wasn't he? His father later said, my son was lost. He'd gone in a way of darkness. And that's what we are. That's what we're like. You know, will you accept what Jesus says about you? When Jesus comes and says, I am the light of the world, he's saying, you need this light. That without me, you'll just wander around, bumping into things. You'll find something, you'll not know what it is. But come to me, I'm the light of the world. See, people, they have this awareness sometimes that they're lost and that they're in darkness. And so maybe they offer some sacrifices. Maybe they try and contact their ancestors. Maybe they try and do good deeds, help the poor. Maybe they try and do some good thing to an orphan or a neighbour. Or maybe they read their Bible, they go to church. They even ask to be baptized and they become part of a church. They try and obey the commandments of God. But Jesus is saying, the light is me. That until you put me in the first place, you won't see anything clearly. Until you receive my teaching and understand my gospel, everything else won't make sense. Nothing has its place until I shine upon it. So we need light and we need Jesus because we're walking in darkness. Well, why is Jesus the light? Because look what he says. He says, I am the light. He doesn't say, I'm the teacher who shows you light. He doesn't say, let me shine light on some truth that's over there. And he doesn't say, I can point you the way to the light. But he says, I am the light. It's me. So what does he mean? Well, look at verse 14. In the middle of that verse, he says, I know where I came from and where I am going. Or look at verse 16. At the end of the verse, I stand with the Father who sent me. So Jesus claims he came from the Father. He is the one who's come from heaven. Well, verse 18. My other witness is the Father who sent me. Down to verse 28. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father taught me. Verse 29, the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Jesus is God the Son. His claim about himself is that he came from heaven, he was with the Father, and the Father sent him, and he's showing us and teaching us everything that the Father wants us to know, showing us just what the Father is like. And that's the light we need. We need to see God himself. And Jesus says, well, that's me. I'm showing you. I look at verse 19. They asked him, where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father, Jesus replied. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. See, he is the exact likeness of his Father. And when we look at our sons and daughters and we say, ah, just like his mother or just like her father. And we see such a similarity. And you know which one of the children here is my daughter. It's not hard, is it, to know which one's mine. It's the Mzungu, just like her father. She's a Mzungu. If you want to really get to know what God is like, you have to look at Jesus, because he's exactly like his Father, in his holiness, in his justice, in his goodness, in his mercy, in his love. His teaching is just like the Father's teaching. Everything is just the same. Now, I know there's nothing above us in this building here. What if there was something above us? What if there was another story? So we got a block of flats or... yeah, several stories. But here we are in the room. We look up at the ceiling. And what's above us? Well, we don't know. We can't tell. Now we could make some guess. And someone could say, well, maybe there's another two rooms above. And maybe those rooms are very good rooms. There's comfortable chairs. There's beds you can lie on. There's good food, but nobody knows. But what if somebody comes down from the room above and comes in through the door and they say, yes, that's my home. I can tell you just what it's like above us. Well, that's what Jesus is doing in these verses. He comes and he says, I'm from the Father. I'm from heaven. I can tell you the way. I can tell you what it's like because I've been there. See, Jesus is light because he's come from the Father. And so, verse 12, his light is the light of life. It says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. All life in this world comes from God. You know, when joy was born, When Joy was born, we didn't go to some workshop and put her together with some screws and some bolts. No, life is a miracle, isn't it? God alone knows how to make life. And this world, did you make it? I didn't make it. But it came from God. It's a miracle. He alone can give life. And spiritual life is just the same. He has to give it as a gift. You won't be able to make it yourself. You won't be able to find the way yourself. You won't be able to make your soul alive and bring it into the presence of God. But these things come from God. Jesus has come down to give us that light of life. So he shines the way of spiritual truth. And actually, when that begins, it's not easy. Because he shines light into our dark hearts. He shows us the emptiness. He shows us the sin. He shows us what's lacking. He shows us that our ways have been very far from God's ways. If you have a cupboard in your home, say you have a cupboard and you store some things in there, but it's just in a corner and it's dark. You open the doors and you're getting some things out and you're storing some things in. And you'll not know how dirty that cupboard is getting. But if you bring the lamp one day and shine it in that cupboard, you'll see, it's full of dust, it's full of dirt, it's disgusting. Jesus shines the light and shows us how far we are from God. He shows us that God is perfect love, and yeah, we're very selfish, aren't we? He comes and shows us that God is full of kindness and mercy, and yet we're very bitter and hard a lot of the time. God is so patient, and we get so angry and impatient so quickly. Jesus shows us that we need to repent. He shows us that we can't keep going our own way. He shows us we need to admit we've been going wrong and turn right around. But the good news is that he gives us the power to do that. That if we come to Jesus, well, we'll find he's giving us the power to live, to turn away from sin, to trust in him. But if we look at this verse, verse 12, he says, I am the light. I am the light. The light of the world. Not just light for a few. Not just one of many lights. But the only one. You see, if we want spiritual light, if we want spiritual truth, we have to go to Jesus alone. The only other way is darkness. There's only him. We have to come to him. In the sky above us, if you reject the light of the sun, what other light will you have? You might say, well, there's the moon, but that's just the light of the sun reflected. I suppose you might have the stars, but it's not a lot of light, is it? You can't live without the light of the sun. And in the spiritual world, you can't live without Jesus. Jesus is the light. He alone came down from the Father. Well, thirdly, finally, how do we come into the light? How exactly do we receive this light? Because the sun is shining, but if you cover your eyes, or if you go down into the earth, what use is the sun to you? What does it mean to come into the light? As Jesus says, verse 12, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So what does it mean, really, to be following him? It means to believe the truth about him. You have to believe his claims. He said, we've seen, that he came down from heaven, that he's the Son of God, that he only shows us the Father. Now, these Pharisees in this passage, verse 13, many of the Jews, they were happy for Jesus to be some kind of teacher like them. And I'm sure everybody would be very happy for Jesus to be some healer or someone who helps you in challenges and gets us out of poverty and illness. But Jesus, he won't allow us just to make him small like that. He's the Son of God. He's the Lord of the universe. He's the King. And to be in the light, we have to bow the knee to him. We have to follow him as the king. So we have to repent. We have to turn from the ways of darkness. You can't walk in the way of light and in the way of darkness. Two different ways. You have to turn from sin to belong to Jesus. You have to reject darkness. And that means we have to reject the darkness of our own hearts and our own lives. Are there particular sins you love? Particular commandments of God which you know you're breaking? Well, that's what you have to turn away from. The darkness that's in your own heart, to turn to Jesus. But then we have to believe in him as Saviour. Look at verse 28. Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be." He spoke about his being lifted up. That was his being lifted up on the cross. That at the end of his life, he handed himself over to his enemies, and they put him up on a cross to die there. But Jesus knew that was happening. He was ready for it. In fact, it was part of his plan. It was part of his plan because there on the cross he died for the sins of all his people. All those who had come and believe in him, he was paying the price for their dark deeds. Their sin was being punished so that they could go free. Jesus spoke about his lifting up. It's the great and important work which he'd come to do. I mentioned the booklet which we have here, Jequanini Christo Alekum from Salabani. You can buy it and read more about it. It's only 20 shillings. But the great truth he touches on in this verse 28, that he'd be lifted up for us to save us if we believe in him. So what does it mean? It means that we turn from our own ways, turn from our own darkness. We trust in Jesus alone. And the punishment, our dark deeds, has been laid on him when he died on the cross. Everybody who believes in him can say that and rejoice in that. We trust in him alone to take us to heaven. He said, "I am the light of the world." But for Kenyans, for Mzungus, for Mahindis, "I am the light for the world." So trust him alone. So Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Are you walking in the light? Has the light shone in your heart, made it new? Have you accepted him, his claims about him, repented and come to follow him? Well, he gives a great promise. We'll have the light of life. Life now, life forever.